really happy to have two of our favorites on.
Yeah.
We had them in the studio just after the Olympics. It was great. Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, three-time Olympic medalists. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You guys were the most awake of our Olympians after February. There were guys who traveled nonstop, snowboarders and then hockey players, and they were nodding off during our questions. We took that personally, but then we realized that it's quite a hectic thing to come back from Sochi as opposed to traveling after Vancouver, right?
Yeah, I mean, travel schedule is a little bit hectic. Oh, sorry, Tess.
No, that's okay.
Jeez, we're out of sync here. We haven't skated for that.
Yeah.
We haven't skated in a couple weeks.
Rough start to the interview.
Yeah, it is hectic, fellas, but I don't know how you can fall asleep in your show. We're huge fans, and it's always honored to be on here.
We are pretty good, yeah.
Oh, my God. Tessa, you tell us the news, I guess, for you guys, and maybe some people took this the wrong way, so it's great you can clarify it. The 2015 season is one you're not going to compete in, and you have yet to decide about moving into the future. What you tell us, Tessa, what went into a lot of the give and take of this decision, or right after the Olympics? Was this sort of always the way you and Scott had talked about this?
Well, that is the news, and perhaps it's not so surprising. I don't think we were very subtle about our messaging when we came home from Sochi. We needed some time off. I mean, after 17 years of such a regimented training schedule, it was time to step back, try out some other avenues in life. And, you know, it's amazing. When you come home from an Olympic Games, there are so many opportunities, and the country wants to celebrate and share in your success with you. And we found after 2010, we weren't able to really take advantage of those or even enjoy it, just because we were right back into the grind of training. So this year, we decided to give ourselves some time. We did a bit of a tour in China this summer, but otherwise, we were doing events, corporate things, even TIFF, you know, hanging out with our families, all those things that we've really missed out on, and it's been great for us, a really nice change of pace.
Tessa Virtue, Scott Moyer, our guest on Brady and Walker. So, Scott, I'm sure you've thought about this, I'm sure you've discussed this, but at such a high level of competition, you step back, you go away for a year. Have you considered the prospect of, you know, 365 days go by, maybe this is the end, maybe there's stuff going on, maybe you walk away for the last time?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard to come back to elite sport after taking that amount of time off, and we know that. And I think the lucky thing about being in figure skating is we do get to do shows. So, you know, Tess and I are going to make sure that we challenge ourselves in our show programs and try some new moves, do some interesting things, maybe leave it open to coming back. But, yeah, I mean, we set ourselves up here. If we decide that we're going to come back, we know it's going to be a hard road and it's not going to be easy. And, you know, Canada has some really, really strong teams coming up. Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poirier were second at Worlds this year. We're hoping that they set themselves up to maybe take the world title coming up in the spring. And, you know, we'll have our hands full if we do decide to come back. We know that. But, you know, we're not at the right headspace to make a decision one way or another right now, and we're trying to be really honest with the media and kind of with each other, and that's kind of the only decision we've been able to come to, is that we're not competing this year.
Tessa Virtue, Scott Moyer joining us, Brady and Walker. Scott, just to follow up on that, and then we'll get Tessa's perspective on it. Would you say coming off Vancouver was such a natural high, and it was incredible, and it was just the skate of a lifetime, the dream of a lifetime? We saw you so quickly after Vancouver. Did you go through peaks and valleys about the result of it and the silver? And it's one thing if you say, well, you know, we won the silver and we were second best, but you probably had so many Canadians coming up and some legitimately believed and said, you guys should have won. I mean, does that make it harder, or did that make it easier knowing, boy, we skated as well as we could. Everything else was out of our control.
Yeah, we made it easier for sure. We left everything on the ice in Sochi, and, you know, nothing has changed. We had the skates of our lives, and, you know, to be honest, does it feel good? A couple of the events we've done lately, we've been introduced as the 2014 Olympic champions. And, you know, we just laugh, and they just say, well, we think that you were, and we just have a good chuckle. But, you know, at the same time, we always talked about it being all about our performances and having the performance that we wanted. And we did that. So we're extremely proud of our silver still to this day, and I don't think that'll ever change.
Yeah, and Tessa, if you want to expand on that, your perspective on the same thing, coming back and the transition and the difference between, you know, now and 4 years ago.
Well, if you had told us we would be second, our two-time silver medalist in Sochi, before we competed there, I think we would have imagined feeling devastated and almost like it was a failure. But having said that, we got off the ice in Sochi feeling better than we did in Vancouver. So that's something, you know, that stays with you. I remember so vividly that feeling that we had, that moment when we finished both of our skates. And as an athlete who trained so, so hard for those skates, it just doesn't get any better than that, regardless of the color of medal. And I know that sounds cheesy, but it's absolutely true. We are genuinely content with our skates.
So, Scott, you can both answer this, but our buddy George Strombolopoulos threw out the first pitch last night at the ball game, and it was okay. He did okay.
Adequate, I would describe it.
You guys did the same thing back in the early part of the summer. Tell us about throwing out the first pitch. As nerve-wracking as your long program?
Yeah, probably more so. And I think, I don't know if you guys caught it, but Tessa brought the heat, so I was a little bit embarrassed. You know, we just want to do it at the same time and kind of be in sync, which is kind of usual for us. And I kind of lobbed mine in, and Tessa, she was throwing smoke.
Just a bullet.
It might have been in the dirt a little bit, but I think it was up around 80. but it was a ton of fun. But, yeah, we were super nervous. I think it was just a couple days or so, or maybe a week after 50 Cent's first pitch. So you have a lot of things going through your mind. You just don't want to be that guy.
And lastly, Tessa, no more cameras following you guys around. God, that must be tough, right? You going to birthday parties and swimming and shopping, and where are the cameras? I'm sure you're saying all the time down in Windsor, right? Well, you must miss them.
I just can't seem to get the lighting right. It's not my best look when the cameras aren't there.
We can't thank you guys enough for coming on. Obviously, we're fans of yours, and keep us posted on everything. And like you said, enjoy. I know you'll be a little more out of the spotlight, but that's great. And take the time with family, friends, and all that other stuff. Go to lots of sports, concerts, dinners, sushi, you know, all-you-can-eat buffets. Do whatever you need to do.
That's awesome.
So much, guys.
Thank you guys so much.